Welcome to the Henter Joyce Basic Training Tape number 3 for JAWS version 2.3. Side 1, table of contents follows. This tape is tone indexed. Section 1. The concept of window frames. Reading a frame. Revising a frame. List of defined frames. Last frame number used. Activating a frame. Quieting a frame. Side 1, section 2. Frame monitoring, setting, or clearing. The delay factor. Side 1, Section 3, Intro to Smart Screen. Refer to the Smart Screen tape for more details. Turning on or off, Smart Level, Color Bar, Smart Focus, Smart Options. Side 1, Section 4, Intro to Macros. Refer to Intermediate and Advanced Macros tapes. What it is and why it is important. Basic Training Tape 3, Side 2, Section 1, Intro to Macros continued. Combining JAWS functions and application keys in any order. Decision-making capability with IF statements. Any key or key combo used as a macro. Side 2, Section 2. Screen enhancements or colors. Finding a specific enhancement. Search options. Searching at the cursor without moving it. Restricting the search to a frame. Repeating a search. Searching for a different enhancement. Side 2, Section 3. Searching for a string of characters. Case-sensitive search option. Side 2, Section 4. Say from 2. Read up to the cursor. Read from the cursor. Side 2, Section 5. The go-to feature in the menus. Henter Joyce address and phone numbers.
Welcome to Basic Training Tape number 3 for JAWS version 2.3. My name's Ted Henter. This is Section 1 of Side 1. Now, if you're just getting to us from Tape 2, you'll know that we've covered the Voice menu and the Config Files menu. That's in the JAWS menus. So it's only logical that we'll go over to Frames. If you're not real familiar with JAWS, you might start with Basic Training Tape 1 and cover those things, because there we do talk about the speech pad and the basic menu functions. And tape 2, we do a little bit more about the speech pad and more of these menu things. And if you need to find out something specific, you can look at the table of contents, which is the beginning of each tape. And we also have it in print and on disk. It'll be called something like, what is it called? Tape_TOC, I believe, is what it's called. So in your JAWS manual files, you'll be able to find the table of contents there and look up subjects that you may be interested in, and you can listen to them on tape. Okay.
Frames.
We're on frames. A frame is a concept. Well, we call it frames because the word window is very overused. But what we have here is a window frame. So if you know what a window is that pops up on the screen, well, a frame is just something that surrounds it or borders it, that kind of focuses your attention on that window. And so a frame is just a rectangular section of the screen. And you can do things with it. You can read what's in that frame, just like looking through a window. Or you can activate that frame, and that limits all your reading to just that frame. Like, you can't move the JAWS cursor outside of it and things like that. And you can quiet that frame, which means that data that pops up there will not get spoken if it pops up in that frame. Let me go down into this frame and see what else we got here. I'm on frames in the main menu. To get where I am, you can do a control slash to get to the main menu, and then right arrow two times to get to frames, and then down arrow.
Speak.
Or you could do your control slash to get to the main menu, and then hit F for frames, and you would end up right here on speak.
Speak.
Speak a frame. To the right of that,
activate.
That's where you, if you activate a frame, you limit your reading to just that frame. To the right of that,
quiet.
You can quiet a frame. Data that pops up in that frame, or that gets written to that area of the screen that happens to be within your frame, If it's written through BIOS, JAWS will not speak it. This is a handy way of quieting some obnoxious data. Like, some programs will put up a clock and change the numbers on the clock every second. And if they write it through BIOS, you're going to hear it. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. So you'll definitely want to quiet that. Put a frame around that area and quiet it.
Revise.
To the right of that is revise. That's how you create frames. Let me read the helpline.
Revise the boundaries of a frame.
Revise the boundaries of a frame.
Monitor.
Over to the right of that is monitor.
Smart.
And then smart.
Speak.
And then back to speak. Okay, so I skipped over a couple of those things pretty quick. Let me see if I can cover them again. Speak. We want to speak a frame. Well, I'm on speak now, so let's hit enter or down arrow.
Enter frame number colon 0.
And it says enter the frame number. So I just hit a number.
9.
And enter.
Enter. Constitution of the United States, blank, with the people of the United States, comma, in order.
Okay, so I was speaking that frame, and it started to read the frame, and then I hit the Alt key, and it silenced it. You hear the beep, 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 beep. That's because that was the cursor going to the bottom of the screen. Let me go back to the menus with a control slash, and the frames, I selected frame number 9 there.
JAWS main menu. F, speak.
Hit F for frames, and I'm back to speak. I selected frame 9, even though I didn't even have it, I hadn't defined a frame yet. Well, if a frame is undefined, well, let me say it this way. All frames start out as the entire screen. That's their borders. A line 1 through 25 and columns 1 through 80. That's the default borders of all the frames. Now, JAWS has up to 100 frames. So you can change any one of them and create, you know, your own boundaries or borders for that frame. Frame 0... you cannot change. That is always the entire screen. It just won't let you edit that. But you can change frames 1 through 99. So it gives you, you know, a lot of options there. So frame 9 is the one I started to read. And that was the entire screen because I hadn't changed it. So it just started reading from the top of the screen on down. Now I can change that with revise if I want. So let's do that. Let's go over to revise.
Activate. Quiet.
I'm hitting the right arrow.
Revise.
Revise. I'll hit the down arrow.
Enter frame number colon 0.
Enter frame number colon 0 is what it puts up as the default. So I'll hit 9.
9.
And hit enter.
Enter. Top row colon 1.
Now it's asking me for the top row. It already has the value 1 there. I can leave it by hit enter and leave it there, or I can change it. I'll make it a 5.
5.
Enter.
Enter. Bottom row colon 25.
Bottom row. It has 25. I'll change that to 10.
1, 0, enter, left column, colon, 1.
Left column, I'll change that to 15.
1, 5.
Enter.
Enter, right column, colon, 80.
80, let me change that to 50.
5, 0, enter, accept.
Now it's asking me, do I want to accept this? It's really got the numbers up there on the screen so I can review it, look at it, and then I have a choice here of accepting it. Let me do a say line.
Accept top row colon 5 bottom row colon 10 left column colon 15 right column colon 50 accept.
So it wants me to accept this. So I just hit enter or down arrow.
Enter.
And I accept it. And now.
Revise.
I'm back up in the frames menu under revise. So it's real easy to revise a frame. Let's go back down in there and take another look at that.
Enter frame number colon 9.
So now, instead of putting up a 0, it puts up 9. Let me hit right arrow.
Enter frame number colon 9. Enter frame number colon 9.
Left arrow.
Enter frame number colon 9.
So it won't let me change that, but that it's got 9 there. That's the last frame that I revised, so it puts it back up there. Let me put up another frame here, 20.
2, 0, enter, top row colon 1. 2, 0, enter, bottom row colon. Enter, left column, colon, 1.
I'll leave that one there.
Enter, right column, colon, 80.
And I'll make this 40.
4, 0, enter, accept, enter.
So I created another frame. Lines 20 to 22, columns 1 through 40. Now, I'm on
revise.
Let me hit down arrow again.
Enter frame number, colon, 20.
And there's 20. If I hit left arrow,
Enter frame number colon 20. Enter frame number colon 9.
9. So it gives me the other choice that I had there. So now I've got 9. If I do a right arrow.
Enter frame number colon 20.
And a left arrow.
Enter frame number colon 9.
Well, what about 19, 18, 17, 16, 15? Well, those are not defined frames. So to see what frames you have defined, just get to this prompt where it's asking you for the frame number to revise, and hit your right arrow or your left arrow, and you go up or down through the list of defined frames. Now, I got a little off subject there. I was talking about save frame.
Enter frame number colon 9.
All right, I'm on that choice. Let me do an up arrow to get out of there.
Revise.
I'm on revise. Let me go to the left.
Quiet. Activate. Speak.
Speak a frame. I'll hit enter or down arrow.
Enter frame number colon 20.
There's 20, because that was the last frame that we used. So I'll just hit a 9 here.
9.
And enter.
Enter. E common defense comma. Promote the general sayings of liberty to ourselves and O. Establish this constitution for the blank blank period.
See, that sounded kind of funny. That's just because we took a chunk of that text right out of the middle of it with no regard for word boundaries or anything like that and just spoke it. So that's what a frame will do for you. It'll just grab a piece right off the screen and read it. Now, in this example, it's not a desirable thing to do. But in many cases, it is. You'd be surprised. A lot of computer programs just put junk up on the screen all over the place, and they'll pop up messages right in the middle of sentences and things like that. So frames are very handy. Let's go back and read frame 20. I'll do a control slash.
JAWS main menu.
F for frame.
F. Speak.
S for speak.
S. Enter frame number 20.
I didn't wait for it to finish talking. I just typed in 20 and hit enter.
Enter. Of the state legislature period. No person shall be a representative attained to the age of 25 years.
And see, there again, we chopped it off at column 40. So I didn't notice it breaking any words there, but it definitely did not complete the phrase. So that's speaking a frame. Let me go back.
JAWS main menu, F, speak.
Hit control slash to get to the main menu, and then F for frames, and it dropped me down to speak, which is the first item in that menu. Let me do a right arrow.
Activate.
Now we're on activate. Let's try this. I'll hit enter.
Enter. Enter frame number colon 20.
Okay. I'll hit enter.
Enter.
And what's that? That has done.
Row 2, column 11, PC.
Is.
JAWS cursor on. Row 22, column 1, JAWS.
It moved my JAWS cursor into that frame. I think frame 20 was line 20 to 22. So if I go up arrow.
No person shall be a representative.
Another up arrow.
Of the state legislature period. Of the state legislature period.
Now it won't let me go up past the boundary of this frame.
Of the state legislature period. Of the state legislature period. Row 20, column 1, JAWS.
If I do a down arrow?
No person shall be a representative. Attained to the age of 25 years. Attained to the age of 25 years. Attained to the age of 25 years.
So you might be able to hear it on tape. When you get to the boundary, it beeps, so you can't go any further.
Row 22, column 1, JAWS.
So I'm able to read lines 20, 21, and 22, but only from columns 1 through 40. And that's because the active frame has limited my reading to just that part of the screen. That's the purpose of it. And that's the advantage there is it blocks out all the other stuff that might be up on the screen. Now, in this example, there's good stuff up there. But in other examples, let's say you have a menu box pop up. It'll pop up right in the middle of your other text. And the idea is you want to block out all that other text and read just your menu box. And this gives you all the screen reading, up, down, left, right, words, sentence, paragraph, characters, features of JAWS, but it limits you just to the area that you're trying to focus on. So it focuses the JAWS cursor on that active frame. For some of the more advanced functions, it's very desirable. But now, it's not so desirable. Let's clear it.
PC cursor on. Activate.
You'll see that I'm still in the menus on activate with my PC cursor. The JAWS cursor, I can move anywhere I want. But the PC cursor is still up in the menus on activate. Now, I'm going to activate another frame.
Activate.
I'll hit down arrow.
Enter frame number colon 20.
I'll hit 0.
0.
And enter.
Enter.
Now it's activated frame 0. Remember, frame 0 is the entire screen. So that, in effect, clears the active frame. Takes you back to the entire screen.
Quiet.
All right, to the right of activate is quiet. As I mentioned, this will stop speaking characters that pop up on the screen within the frame that has been quieted. So to quiet a frame, you just select this. It prompts you for a number. You type in that number, and then that frame will be quiet. Any data that gets written there through BIOS, B-I-O-S, which is normally spoken by screen echo, will not be spoken. Okay. For a talking computer, the main thing we try to do is to make it say stuff. But unfortunately, many times we have to stop it from saying stuff. And that's just one of those features. Now in section 2, we'll talk about frame monitoring. To the right of quiet is revise, and we already discussed that. So to the right of that is monitor, which is frame monitoring. When we monitor a frame, we watch it, or JAWS watches that frame, actually the data that's in that frame. And whenever it changes, then we're notified and JAWS performs a macro. A macro is simply a list of instructions of, you know, things to do. And so we can, when some data changes on the screen, we can have it read that data, or we can speak a message, or perform almost any other function. So it's a very powerful feature. And we use it to make application programs easier to use, so that JAWS kind of interprets what's going on and then performs accordingly. So that's frame monitoring. An example is, in WordPerfect, we watch the bottom line. That's the status line. Whenever it changes, we speak it. Because it'll prompt you for file names, or it'll ask you for what you want to search for, things like that. But also, whenever it changes, before we speak it, we look at it and we look and see if the word not found appears there. If it does, then we know we're in the spell checker. If that's the case, there's no sense in saying not found. What that really means is there's a misspelled word up on the screen that's highlighted. And so what JAWS does is it goes and it finds that highlighted word and it speaks it. Because that's kind of the natural thing you want to do in the spell checker. Whenever it finds a word it doesn't recognize, it puts it up on the screen in a highlighted color. And that attracts your eyes to it. Well, in this example, it attracts JAWS' voice to it, which will attract your ears to it. So that's one of the things we do with frame monitoring. We watch the bottom line. When it changes, we check to see if it says the word not found. If it does, then we know we got to search for that misspelled word, which can be anywhere on the top half of the screen. When we find it, we speak it. If it doesn't say not found, then we do a few other things, and we end up, if we can't decide what else to do, then we just speak that bottom line. So that's frame monitoring. The steps you need to take to monitor a frame are, number one, you have to decide what area of the screen you're going to watch and set up a frame around it. So you revise a frame so that it covers that area or surrounds that area of the screen. The frame boundaries, by the way, are inclusive. If you want to watch for characters in columns 1 through 9 of row 25, then you set up your frame to be columns 1 through 9 of row 25. And the way you do that is you set the top row to be 25 and the bottom row to be 25. The left column to be 1 and the right column to be 9. And then accept that as the frame. So then you have your frame set up. Then you need to set up a macro that gets performed when something in that frame changes. There's lots of examples of macros, but one very handy one is the insert 3 on the numeric pad. That, when you're not in the menus, that reads the bottom line of the screen, line 25. So you can use that as a macro to be performed anytime data in your frame changes. For a test, you can do that. For an example, you can check out our WordPerfect training tapes, or check out the alt semicolon macro in the WordPerfect configuration. So the steps are, you create the frame, and then you create the macro. And then you need to link the two together. And that's what this option here does.
Monitor.
So I'm going to select it with a down arrow.
Set.
We have set to the right of that.
Clear.
We have clear. Well, we want to set it first before, and if we decide to later on we don't want it, then we can clear it.
Set.
So let's go to set. I'll do a down arrow.
Enter frame number colon.
Enter frame number. Well, let's try frame 20.
Enter macro key colon.
Enter macro key. I'll do an insert 3 or page down.
Enter delay colon 2.
Then it asks for a delay. Enter delay colon. Well, 2 is the default. And I can change this from 0 to 18. And each one of those is about a 20th of a second. So if I set it up to 18, it'll wait almost a full second. And the delay is very important. And I'll just take 2 and hit enter. Now the delay, when I hit enter there, it popped me back up into the menus. I'll do an insert 5.
Set.
I'm back up to set. The delay feature is kind of interesting because as fast as computers are, they do put up data on the screen, you know, one character at a time. And so if you're monitoring a large frame or the entire screen, JAWS will see it start to change and then trigger this monitoring. And then maybe it performs your macro and speaks something. And then the screen keeps on changing. So JAWS sees it again, might speak it again, and then again and again. Might do it 3 or 4 times before the frame is totally updated. That's just a function of the application and the speed of the computer and things like that. So the delay, we use that to have JAWS look at the frame. If it sees it start to change, then it waits for that delay period and looks back and sees if it's still changing. If it's still changing, it waits some more, and then it looks again and again and again until it doesn't see any more changes from the last time. And then it goes ahead and does its macro. So that's, if you find that you're getting your macro performed more than once, you need to increase that delay factor. It's also useful for flashing. Some programs will flash a message up on the screen. Like in the case of Lotus 1-2-3, up in the top right corner it puts the words ready. Well, when you use your arrow keys to move, if it has to adjust the screen, update the screen, it'll put the word wait up there. It might be there for just a split second, like a tenth of a second. Now visually, of course, it doesn't bother you. But if every time the word wait appeared, JAWS spoke it, that would be rather annoying, because every time you hit your arrow key, it's going to do that. It's going to say wait and then ready. So you don't want that. So you can increase your delay and get rid of that flashing, because it's not really important information. It's just stuff that gets put up on the screen. So JAWS needs to be able to handle those situations. And so if you find yourself, you know, your monitor frame is getting triggered when you don't want it to, you can increase that delay.
Set.
Get back to set. Now if I want to clear,
clear,
I go to clear and I hit enter. This is going to kind of remove or erase that monitored frame.
Enter, clear, enter frame number colon.
Enter frame number, so I'll hit 20 and enter. And that takes care of it. It is now cleared. Okay, I'll do an up arrow.
Monitor.
That's monitor, and to the right of that.
Smart.
Is smart. And I'll put a beep on the tape here. So this is section 3, and it's smart screens is what we're on now.
Smart.
And what I'd like to do is leave this for another tape, because it's kind of an advanced
smart
feature. Well, let me rephrase. Let me just go through it. We do have another tape on smart screens, all the real details of it, but I'll go through it and just show you where the stuff is. So we'll do a down arrow.
Smart screen.
First thing we come to is smart screen, and your choices there are on or off. Smart screen is a feature we have of JAWS watches the screen and looks for any changes on the screen. It watches the whole screen as a default. When it sees a change, then it applies some logic and decides whether it should speak it or not. For example, if the color changed, well then we'll speak it. But if data appeared there that was the same color, we won't speak it unless you make some other adjustments. So it's very handy for things like speaking a pop-up window that's in a different color, or when a color bar moves, JAWS will track that automatically. That's why we call it smart, because it uses some intelligence to decide what to speak and what not to speak. It doesn't speak everything that pops up there. And also, frankly, it's not as smart as we wish it were, so it's not always going to do exactly what you want it to do. But we do provide a lot of adjustments so that if you're smart enough, you can adjust it so that 95% of the time you can get it to do exactly what you want to do.
Smart screen.
Well, maybe. You always have to live with some compromise. So this is a smart screen, on or off. If smart screen is getting in the way, and sometimes it will, then you would want to turn it off here. You can also turn it off with an insert S. Hold down the insert key and hit S on your letter key, and that'll turn it off. I'll do a right arrow.
Smart level.
Smart level. Here's one of the adjustments I talked about. I'll do a down arrow.
Two.
And a say line.
Auto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Auto 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So this is a level. The smart level. Sometimes smart screen sees too many things and speaks too much. And you just want to cut it down a bit. You don't want it to speak so much. So in that case, increase the level.
3, 4, 5.
That's kind of like, the higher the level, the less it's going to speak, the more demanding it gets. So if it is speaking too much, just increase the level. Or if it's not speaking enough,
4, 3, 2, 1.
Decrease it. Our default is 2, but you can bring it down to 1, or
auto.
You can bring it down to auto. And there, it'll speak almost anything that changes, unless it's absolutely exactly the same color as the data that was there before. So any kind of color change, it will, with auto, it will speak it. So the best thing to do in these cases is just to experiment. There's so many computer programs out there that we don't know enough about them. And you may pick one that we don't know anything about, don't have a configuration file for. So smart screen, this whole set of features, is designed to handle those situations and give you some very easy things to adjust to fine-tune the output. I'll do an up arrow.
Smart level.
I'm back to smart level. Now over to the right.
Color bar.
Is color bar. This is related to smart screens because we use the smart screen feature to track a color bar when it moves. Color bars are very, common ways of moving through a menu and highlighting the menu choice. So here, color bar can be
auto.
On auto.
On.
On.
Off.
Or off.
Auto.
And back to auto. JAWS can usually tell, well, let me put it this way. The application program will usually turn the cursor off if it wants you to look at the color bar. And JAWS can usually tell when the application program has turned off the cursor, if it does it in a standard way. And in that case, if you have color bar set to auto, JAWS automatically says, hey, the cursor's been turned off, I'll watch for the color bar to move. And then it just tracks the color bar and everything works out great. A program like Professional Write or First Choice, that's the way they do it. However, not all programs turn off the cursor in the, let's say, the standard way, and so JAWS is confused and doesn't know whether it should track the cursor or the color bar. So in that case,
on.
We have on. So if you want to track the color bar, just turn on. Turn the color bar on. Or if you want it to track the cursor,
off.
Turn it to off. And there are some cases where you have both color bar and cursor on the screen, and you just have to decide which one it is you want to look at. And that's not unusual. A sighted person has to do the same thing. The WordPerfect Reveal Codes screen is an example. The bottom half uses a color bar, the top half uses a cursor. You just have to decide which one it is you want to track.
Off.
Also, instead of going into the menus, you can just do an insert C for color bar, and it will toggle from auto to on to off and back to auto. So insert C will do the same thing as this menu will. Let me do an up arrow.
Color bar.
Over to the right.
Smart focus.
Smart focus. Let me go down into here.
Off, toggle, on, off.
Off, toggle, and on, or actually on, off, toggle. Smart focus is a very handy feature if you're using smart screens to speak the information that pops up on the screen. Smart focus will cause the JAWS cursor to focus on the data that was spoken with smart screen. Now picture this, you got a whole screen full of information and your computer program pops up a title at the top and under that a menu. And it overlays the data that was there. So you got garbage surrounding the menu that you want to look at. And smart screen sees it pops up and speaks it. Well, you heard the whole menu, maybe 8 items, and now you want to kind of review it in your own time. So you can turn on the JAWS cursor, and if you turn smart focus on, the JAWS cursor will limit itself to reading just that stuff that smart screens decided to read. That's why we call it smart focus. It smartly focuses your reading to just that information that it thinks you want to read. And it blocks out all the other data, which is, in this example, the garbage. And so that's why it's so nice. It just focuses and forces you to read only that data that smart screens decided was important. And so it's very handy. It blocks out all that other stuff. So if you turn smart focus on, it's only going to affect the reading when the JAWS cursor is on. Also another nice feature, you can still read around with your PC cursor, etc. But the smart focus will only affect the JAWS cursor. Now another way to turn it on or off is to use insert F. And that'll turn it on or off. Now like I said once before, all these keys are not available on every configuration. Remember, JAWS's behavior gets modified depending on the configuration files. So as the default, we have the insert A for auto load, insert C for color bar, insert S for smart screen, insert F for smart focus. But that's only in the default and a few other configurations. It's not going to be in all the configurations. So if yours isn't there, that's why. Let's say in the WordPerfect configuration, those keys are not there because they're not needed. Okay, so that's smart focus. I'll do an up arrow.
Smart focus.
And to the right.
Smart options.
Smart options. To the right of that.
Smart screen.
Back to smart screen. So let's go left.
Smart options.
To smart options. This is a whole bunch of options for smart screen. This is, again, a way to adjust the settings in smart screen. So let me do a down arrow.
Left slash right.
Left slash right and
up slash down.
To the right of that is up slash down. Now this, if this helps you decide what items are important enough to be spoken. If changes occur to the left and the right of the data you want spoken,
left slash right,
then you want this to be on. I'll do a down arrow.
On.
If changes are happening, if a box pops up and you know it's different on the left and different on the right, and you want JAWS to notice that, then you set this to on. Left, right should be on, and JAWS will notice, hey, it's different on left and right. This is important. I'll speak it. Let me do an up arrow.
Left slash right.
Over to the right of that.
Up slash down.
Is up slash down. You want this on if the changes are above and below the item you want spoken. And you want JAWS to notice it, so you need to turn this on. Because if this is not on, and a box pops up, and it's definitely different above and below, and you want JAWS to notice that it's different, and you want it to stand out, and you want JAWS to speak it, then you have to have this on. Otherwise, JAWS will not care if the changes above and below were, you know, stand out in a different color. Now, the way to use these things is just trial and error.
Up slash down.
Let me do an up arrow.
Smart options.
To the right.
Smart screen.
Excuse me.
Smart options.
Smart options. Down arrow.
Left slash right.
Left right. To the right of that.
Up slash down.
Up slash down. To the right of that.
Attribute.
Attribute.
If a change has the specific attribute, comma, always speak it.
This is, you can tell JAWS, hey, if this color pops up, speak it no matter what. So you turn attribute on, and then you tell it what color by putting the cursor on the color you want it to watch, and you do an insert D for define attribute, and then hit the space bar, and it'll tell you what color it's defining. So you need to do those two steps. You need to do the insert D, well, put the cursor on the color you want, do the insert D, followed by the space bar, and it'll grab that color. And the other step is to turn attribute on. In the Smart Options menu, turn attribute on. Now remember how to get there? You go to the JAWS menus with a control slash, and then F for frames, T for smart, and then O for options, and then A for attribute, and then on or off. Now that T for smart, that's one of those examples where we had to use the last letter of the item and not the first letter. Because in frames, we already had speak, which was S. So for smart, we had to use the T for smart. All right, so that's attribute.
Attribute.
As I mentioned, there's going to be, or there is another tape on smart frames, which I might be redoing soon. And then I'll go through in much more detail on these and show examples of how they work. All right, up arrow.
Smart options.
Oops, I didn't want to go that far up.
Left slash right.
Down arrow.
Up slash down.
To the right.
Attribute.
To the right.
Single.
To the right. Single.
Do not speak single character changes.
Do not speak single character changes. You probably want this on because many times there'll be a single character standing out, but you don't want it just to speak that single character. You want it to speak the whole word that that character's in. For example, if a menu item is highlighted and they also highlight the first letter of that choice, which some programs do, you want it to read that whole word, not just, well, let's say, for example, files. You don't want it to say files. You want it to say files. So you want singles to be, let me see.
Do not speak single character changes.
Yeah, you want singles to be on.
On.
I did a down arrow, it is on. Do an up arrow.
Single.
Back to singles. So that's what that's for. Again, experimentation is the only way to really know if these things are what you want or not. We can talk about it all day long, but you got to try it. And on our Smart Screens tape, we do have some samples. Right to the right of singles.
Combine.
Combine.
Combine touching changes to speak as one change.
Combine touching changes to speak as one change. This again is where you have an item that is highlighted, but maybe one particular letter is highlighted differently. You'll combine those things. I misspoke earlier about singles because it really is for single characters that pop up. Well, obviously. And so there are other examples of that. For example, when a menu item is highlighted, sometimes a computer will go through and highlight the first letter of all the choices, indicating that if you want to select that, even though you're not on it, you can hit the letter of that choice. And if you don't have singles on, you'll hear it read all the letters, you know, as they get highlighted. Besides the highlighted choice, you'll hear all the letters, the first letters of the other choices, because they're highlighted. So you want singles on to stop from doing that. Now combine you want on so that it combines touching enhancements. For example, in the highlighted menu choice, if the first letter is highlighted differently than the rest, you don't want it to say files, you want it to say files. So that'll smooth it out by selecting combine.
Combine.
To the right of that?
Data only.
Data only. Now earlier I did mention that JAWS will not speak data written directly to screen memory, but we do have a way of doing it. It won't speak it through screen echo, which is in the voice menu. But you can do it by turning data only on. That way, anytime JAWS sees a change on the screen, even though it's the same color, it will speak it. So you can turn data only on. That refers to a data change only and not a color change. To the right of that?
Screen echo.
Screen echo.
Intent screen output spoken with smart screen data.
We have screen echo in the voice menu and screen echo here. Now, usually we keep the two separate. We don't want them both speaking the data. You can have Screen Echo in the voice menu speak it, which is data going through BIOS, or you can have Screen Echo here in the smart screen speak it, but you don't want both, because you'll get it spoken twice. But sometimes, you do want, you want it to function as if both are speaking. And that's just the peculiarities of application programs. For example, Procom Plus, you need this set to on, Screen Echo on, so that it can speak it both through BIOS and through smart screens. And it doesn't double speak stuff because something's written through BIOS and something's written through smart screens, and sometimes they're combined. It's really strange the way they've opted to do it. But we put this feature in there just to handle situations like that. So if you find that smart screens is not speaking stuff that you know is standing out in a different color, try turning Screen Echo on in the Smart Options menu, and that might fix it. To the right of
Screen Echo, left/right,
we're back to left/right. So that's the Smart Screen menu. Very powerful features here, and if you're not following what we've talked about so far, please refer to our Smart Screens tape and or the information in the manual. I'll put a beep on the tape here. I'm going to do an up arrow.
Smart options.
Again.
Smart.
And again.
Frames.
Up to frames. So this is section 4. I just covered the smart screen menu, which is part of frames. And now I've come all the way up to the JAWS main menu.
Frames.
I'm on frames. To the right of that
macro.
Is macro. To the right of that,
enhance.
Search.
Go to. Place markers.
And place markers. Let me go back here to macros.
Go to. Search. Enhance. Macro.
Now macros are a very, very, very powerful feature, and we do have a bunch of training tapes on macros. So if you're interested in doing macros, please get those other training tapes. We have intermediate and advanced macro tapes. I'll just give you a quick overview here. A macro is a technique for combining lots of functions into one function, or in this case, one keystroke. Example we use in our manual is brushing your teeth. In the morning, you go to the sink, you turn on the faucet, you grab your toothbrush, you grab your toothpaste, you take the top off, you squeeze the tube, hopefully it comes out on your toothbrush, you put the top back on, you put your tube of toothpaste back in its rack, you put some water on your toothbrush, you put it in your mouth, you rub it back and forth here and there, you, when you're done, you know, you see what I'm trying to say? That is what we call brushing your teeth. Well, that's a macro that represents all those single little steps. As an example. So in the computer world, macros have become very important. Every application program has them. WordPerfect, Lotus, Microsoft, all the Borland products, all have macros built into them. That's because it's just a very powerful feature for a sighted computer user. And the concept is here, you know, you find yourself, well, I go to this menu, and I select this, then this, then this, and then I turn that off, and then I tell it to print this with this printer, and da-da-da-da, and then I exit out. So that might be 10 keystrokes that you have to hit. Well, you can wrap that all up in a macro and make it just one keystroke. Very powerful feature. So that's why we put it in JAWS. And we're about at the end of this side of the tape, so let me put a beep here. We're at the end of side one of the basic training tape number 3 of JAWS version 2.3 from Henter Joyce. You can flip the tape over at this time.